coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your healthy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February
12th, 2018. This is
2018, unless my computer is totally wrong.
This is episode 225. Let me just tell you.
Are we ever going to get used to this again?
Well, I have to. Can we blame the kids tonight?
Yes.
Because the kids have been some little assholes tonight. Yeah. They've been some true assholes. This week has just been crazy. But before we get into all of that, we have to say thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Jay. It's my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
And we are the Valentine Cast. We've been doing this podcast for a bit, and we're here to just talk about, shoot the shit, talk about our lives, talk about our horrible week that we had. And
it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't terrible.
Wait a minute. Udella messing with me. They're from the Valent Tavern. She's like, wait, it's Monday? It is Monday, right?
It's Monday.
Oh, okay.
It's Monday.
Okay. I'm just making, you don't understand. Things have just been going crazy in our lives. Well, not crazy, but yeah.
I hear children too,
but you know what? They're not in here.
But they're going to come in here.
You know, do you want to close that closet door behind you, or you want to leave it open?
I'm going to close it. I look like a pack rat with it open.
Oh, but we have to admit, that's not yours. That's not your stuff in there. Most of that stuff is mine.
I have to admit that most of the stuff in this house is not mine.
Really? Have you thought about that?
Not actively, just now.
Huh. Maybe I need to get rid of some stuff. I'll get rid of some stuff.
How many times have I said, "Babe, don't bring anything else in this house"?
You never.
I have.
No, you haven't. You never said that.
I've said it with things and bourbon.
Well, bourbon's different. Bourbon gets consumed.
Okay. No, I don't need to do any shopping. This house is not big enough for all crap we have already.
What are you talking about shopping?
Especially me, because I'm doing this kid sale, and there is kid stuff stacked up everywhere.
The girls have more stuff in this house than I do.
No, it's not true.
Yeah, they do.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I sold a lot of stuff. I have sold a lot of stuff. I moved a lot of stuff out.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have.
But hey, y'all.
See, I like you, Udella. I know it. See, scotch and bourbon is just different, babe.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all about this week we had. So, Monday, they call us.
Oh, they didn't call us.
They called Jay.
They didn't call me. We pulled up. Right. And they was like, oh.
We pulled up.
Hi, Valentine's.
To the preschool.
At the preschool. And they was like, we're about to call you guys. Yep. And why were they going to call us?
Because Zoe had a fever.
Yeah. And she was
laying down. And her cot in the room, we were like, oh. We were like, please don't be the flu. Please don't be the flu. But we went in the room, and she was, and all the other kids were running around playing. And she was laid down on her cot, covered up.
Yeah.
Shivering. So we took her home. Her fever kept coming and going. Gave her some Motrin. Took her to the doctor the next day. And ta-da, the flu.
Yep. She has the flu.
So she couldn't come back. I pretty much said, in there, she isn't going back until Monday, and I was hoping Maya would avoid it. But the next day at school, Maya came down with a fever, so Jay went to go fetch her. But after their initial "I'm a little sick," you would never know that they had the flu. These girls were wrestling around with 104 fevers, mind you. 104 degree fevers. I'm not kidding. And yeah, I kept the fevers down with Motrin, but still, I would have been like laid out on the couch. They were like wanting to go places, and I'm like, no, you all are infectious. You're not going anywhere. So I worked from home all week, stayed inside with them all week. It was a lot. And I was just like, ugh. So the Valen twins had the flu. But so we took their preschool has a policy that they have to go to the doctor to get a doctor's note with whatever they have. Right. Even though Maya was in the same household, was getting the same pattern of fever, she still had to go to the doctor. She could get tested for the flu. I was like, oh, fine. Took her. The doctor said, yeah, she tested negative, but it could be a false negative.
Right. Which,
you know, I totally believe it's a false negative. That chick had the exact same patterns as Zoe. But she got some antibiotics for some gunk in her lungs. And yeah, so they're all better now. They woke up, they were fever-free Saturday and Sunday. So I was so excited for them to go back to school today.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, go back to school so I can go to work and not have you around.
Right.
But it was a snow day today and their preschool was closed.
Yeah.
I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
So I was home with the Valen twins.
And I was home
and
too.
I didn't get much work done because the Valen twins.
Yeah, I was here too. But I asked you earlier, was it too much?
Always too much.
And you told me no, so you lied to me early.
What? If it's too much, what's going to be done?
I can, like, strap him to the hood of the car and go ride around a little bit or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill them.
So, in the Valen Tavern, we have...
You say hi to the Valen
no,
Tavern.
No, I'm going to handle the girls.
Okay.
But I was going to say in the Valen Tavern, before I step away and Renee says hi to you all, I am drinking the Louisville Bourbon Hounds Smooth Ambler Old Scout 10 Year. It's 117.8 proof, I believe, bourbon. Yeah, 117.8. So when I get through this, I'll probably more than likely, I did find my Red Breast Cash Strength. Yes. I may dip into that. So we'll see. But Renee's going to say hi to everyone in the Valen Tavern. I'm going to go handle some children.
Let's see if Jay uses his daddy voice. His daddy voice is way scary. When I first got with Jay and I heard him use his daddy voice on his kids, it scared me. I was like, oh my God. Like, it was scarier than my daddy ever was. But, you know. But anyway, so other than that, the kids drove me to drink today, which does not normally happen. So, cheers. But I think that they just had a little cabin fever. We went out for a walk earlier, after I got off work. But I think that they're just ready to go back. And they need to get some energy out at school because they're killing me. But otherwise with me, do you know what I'm into lately? And I'm a little embarrassed that I'm into it. These like idle games that are on iOS. And I don't know. I lose myself in them. I don't have to think. Can just click things, watch some advertisements to get extra stuff, and go on about my way. So I'm involved in way too many idle games. Way too many. I don't know if y'all heard Jay's daddy voice. I heard it. Oh my goodness. I don't think your daddy voice worked. Jay's gonna kick it up a notch. But anyway, so I'm gonna lay it all out there. So my favorite idle game right now is called Eggs Inc. You produce chickens, you make eggs, and that's about it. And you shoot down drones, because I don't know why drones are flying over a chicken farm, but there you go. And let's see, I also play Adventure Capitalist, Adventure Communist, Tap Fish, Tap to Riches, Oasis, and yeah, I think that's about it. There's some other ones I've just delved into just to see what they do, but I don't have any serious thing.
All right, so
Anyway, I was just talking about my addiction.
Oh, Vital Games.
Current addiction.
Okay, so Maya's not happy with me because I didn't crack the door open.
Yeah, she's scared of the dark now.
Oh, she's scared of the dark?
Yeah.
Well, let her bake for a little bit in the darkness. Because she's crying right now.
She's scared of the dark.
Well, if you want to be the superhero.
Be the superhero because so the girl's scared lay
down,
of the dark.
So that she can lay down. But you need to tell her if she gets up again, I'm going to close the door. No, you need to tell her that. See? Mm-hmm. That's how I roll. So yeah, one of the things that I've been doing also that we've been talking about is talking about games. There's a new tabletop game that came out last year around the end of the year called Gaslands, and what that game is post-apocalyptic game that uses cars,
just regular old Hot Wheels,
good old Hot Wheels. And you know this car right here, babe, this is a treasure find card, and this car is worth $25 to some people.
No, it's not.
It is. Look up 1970 Nova on eBay. $25.
How much did you buy it for?
89 cents.
From where? You find anything at the dollar store?
Yep, I found some things at the dollar store.
Nice.
I found the girls a school bus because the school bus isn't proportioned just right. Because
it's from the dollar store?
Well, no. There's Hot Wheels, Matchbox, and Miyazza.
I've never heard of Miyazza.
Miyazza is another die-cast metal car, you know, 1.20 millimeter or 1.64 scale game. And that's just one. It's just another company that does it. So they're like number three. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. But it's Gaslands. The book to play is only like $12, and then you have Matchbox cars. And I have slowly been modifying. I haven't modified any yet, but you know, they got websites to tell you how to. You know, break them down so you can customize them, switch out wheelbases and whatnot. You know, if you want your, your Lamborghini, if you want your Lamborghini to have bigger wheels and everything else, you can do that. You know, you can swap out the wheels on it to give it monster truck wheels if you want to. But yeah, so I'll be letting y'all know on some things that I'm doing on that. So. But I like it. It's a low entry. It has kind of divert my attention away a little bit away from buying more bourbon, which is good.
Yeah, you replaced.
Which is good.
You told me you replaced. Yeah.
Like this one right here, babe. This is a hamburger truck with fries on top, but I popped the hamburger off. And I'm going to put a little turret up here.
With fries.
Yeah, I'm going to take the fries out too. But yeah. Craziness, huh?
Maybe we'll just do the show. No one can hear them except for us, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? We're just going to do the show and see what goes on.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm not even going to worry about them right now. No muss, no fuss.
So, today, they released the portraits that Michelle and Barack approved. That they approved. They picked these artists and they approved of the portraits to be released.
Right.
Today.
Did anybody think that they didn't approve of these? Did anybody think that if they didn't approve, they would still be released?
Of course.
Okay. I'm not saying that they got duped or whatever into some terrible stuff. No. I'm not a fan. But I don't have to be a fan because it's not for me.
You don't have to be a fan.
It's for them.
Yeah. No. I thought they were nice too, JK.
I didn't get good feelings when I look at it.
I do.
Art's supposed to make you feel something. I felt nothing.
I'm trying to find that New York Post that...
Even if it's rage or anger.
See, I think the thing is that... So, there's a... the television didn't show a good photo of it. It's the thing that... So, here we go. Even though it probably won't matter. What's up, Hando? Hando's around. And, babe, I put it in the link there. Even though I can see some characteristics of Michelle in hers, around her eyes and eyebrow. But that, the way it looks on this site, because it's done by a better camera, and it's not just a, you know, television camera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because on the... It didn't look great on the when I was watching on TV.
Right.
Even Obama's didn't look that great, and Barack liked Michelle's too. Said that Michelle caught the hotness. That dude.
Really.
Listening to him talk just makes me miss Obama.
I do miss Obama.
Yeah. So yeah. Does it look like Michelle? I mean, no. I don't think it's like you take a picture. It's not a picture. It's not, you know, I don't think that's what they're going
for. So somebody showed that to someone who didn't even know that a portrait had been done and showed that to them. Would they say, hey, that looks like Michelle Obama?
I mean...
I'm just saying, do you think?
But that's not... No, I mean, that's not what they're going for with this. You know, this is the artist's take on Michelle Obama.
So if they had drawn them in a very abstract Picasso-like way,
okay,
that would have been cool if they had approved it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the artist that representing themselves.
Right.
You know, whatever, not representing themselves, but that's their when. If they were like, Renee, write a poem on what Michelle Obama is to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not gonna be the same poem that I write. I mean, like, here's the interview with the lady that this is the interview with the lady that did
really quick.
Hi, Zoe.
This is Zoe.
Can you talk in the microphone?
Hey, can you say hi?
Hi.
All right, now, Zoe, why are you out of the bed?
Because it hurts.
What hurts?
What hurts?
Come here, Maya.
Right here.
What hurts?
Like where?
Right here.
Come here, Maya.
Your leg hurts
see, this
right
is
there?
What, see, this is what happened.
Right here?
Maya, come here.
Why does it hurt?
You want to talk in the microphone?
Because why?
Okay, Maya. Can you talk in the microphone? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Why are you up?
Because it hurts.
What hurts?
Because Zoe hurts.
Because Zoe hurts?
Yeah.
Are you going to school tomorrow?
Yeah.
So are you going to go back and go to sleep?
Yeah.
Are you going to go back and lay down?
All right, can you tell everyone? Can you look up there and tell everybody good night?
Can you look right here? Look right here.
Say good night.
Good night.
Say good night.
Good
night. And all your friends are telling you good night. So you're going to stay in the bed, okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how old are you?
Three.
How old are you, Zoe?
Three.
Okay, all right.
3-year-olds can go to bed, right?
Be a big girl, go to bed.
Good night. I'll be in there later to check on you, okay? Go on and get in bed.
Don't get back up again, please.
Yes, ice is good because it melts. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Just like ice cream. Good night. Yes.
Yeah.
You agree.
So.
Yeah. So. Good night.
Good night, Zoe.
We just got podcast bombed by our own daughter.
Oh, goodness gracious. Be a fence. Bourbon. Be a fence around me every day. So click that. Sorry about that.
Anyway, so we were talking about Michelle. Okay.
So click that link. So click the link because you get to see all the other styles that she's done.
But I have something to say after this, but continue.
But no, you can go ahead and say it while you're looking.
Okay. My issue was that it wasn't that it didn't look like Michelle Obama. That wasn't the issue. My issue is that the proportion looked odd.
What do you mean?
Face looked weird. Mm-hmm. And just looked just like, I don't know. It just didn't look right.
Yeah.
But her other art's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean.
So, I don't know what is the deal with
So, looking at Michelle's, I can kind of see her hand that her chin is resting on does look a little big. You know?
Yeah.
But if you look at Obama's, his hand looks big also.
So, yeah. I mean,
you know,
I'd be fine if the proportions were like her head looks tiny.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know. It just looks odd. His is not as bad.
But look at his hands.
His hand is very large.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can definitely go through and be like, but then.
They do look better on here than they do.
Yeah.
I do admit that. Did you post the picture? Here. I have.
I posted the main article there.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one I was talking about. Yeah. It does look better than what I saw, but still.
But to be honest, also, I really haven't seen Michelle. I really never paid attention to Michelle's hands, though.
Like her hands in real life?
Right, right.
I mean, she might have large mitts, but.
Mitts.
Yeah, I've heard them called mitts before. I'm kind of into that. Mitts.
Yeah, like.
You have large mitts.
Yeah, because looking at.
That's from The Wire, by the way.
I mean, I can see, I feel like Michelle's is like, almost like a young Michelle, almost. When I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it definitely, yeah.
Her hair is banging in the portrait.
No, it is. It
her
is.
Hair is banging. And that dress is gorgeous. I like it.
JK, is this an audio?
I like it for
oh, see
what
JK?
It is.
You about to get me
but
in trouble.
What? You about to get you in trouble?
He trying to get me in trouble. He posted something that's going to be a video. And I had
and
some
it's going to be showing.
No,
he didn't post. He posted. Yeah.
It is what we see, what Trump sees. Oh, my God. Really, JK? Oh, my God. Click that link. Did you?
I hate him so much.
Oh, JK, you horrible. Okay, I didn't check the link. We'll put the link in the show. That is crazy. All right. That was pretty good.
And I tell you one thing
that
I do on stories now that I read about on the news or on Facebook. Every now and then, I still read the comments hoping for something good in humanity.
So, Renee.
Why do I do that?
Because, Renee. You know how I like watching. You know how I admit it and said, you know, I love watching cars catch on fire. I don't want people to get hurt. But if I see a car fire, I'm going to stop and I'm going to watch it. You know what I'm saying? So that is your car fire. You read the comments.
It's not a car fire. Like, no, I really want good things to happen in the comments.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm like, yay. But then other times I'm like, are you serious?
Okay.
So.
Okay. So this coming Friday, I'm really excited, guys, because none other than Wakanda's King, Black Panther.
It's Friday. We get to spend almost the whole day together. Almost.
Yes. like, the girls are going to school. Renee and I are going to get up and go to breakfast at Wild Eggs.
I have an even better idea, but keep going.
Uh-oh. What? What's your idea?
Okay. Well, we could talk about this after the show, but we could.
What, about having sex or something?
No.
Okay. So what's the deal? What's the idea?
If Dad wants to, we can put the girls off on him when they get home until Kim's ready. And then we can just go have the whole day. Just drop them off at Dad's. Or rather, come over here.
I'm going to be like that black kid in the gift that's birthday.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
So I'm going to see if Dad wants to come over here on Friday so we can just dip out.
That'll be awesome.
And do whatever. We can go car hunting or whatever it is you do.
No, I mean, we can go do whatever. I don't care. We can go to the mall and just walk and look at people and be like, oh, look at the people.
Ooh,
over there.
I'm going to like do a bad eating tour. Oh, no, but I have to come hungry. I can't eat a lot because we're going to be having a good dinner.
I mean, you can have it in the morning.
Yeah, it's true.
Skip lunch. Or have a small
terrible.
Lunch. Go to Witch Witch and get your peanut butter bad. Sandwich.
They have good peanut butter and jelly.
Dude, those peanut
butter. They like make it thick too.
Man, those peanut butter sandwiches from Witch Witch. Those are so good. So Renee's
been.
What
are we talking about? Oh, sorry.
We're talking about Black Panther.
So I am so pumped. Oh, God.
So I have to ask
it's
you.
Huge.
So you know Teddy, you know, from the Why Not podcast with Black Astronauts.
I do.
He actually called me this week. To talk every episode, he gives me a call afterwards.
That's so nice of him.
But he said, you know, he apologized because he said, I should be sending you an email instead because Renee always says, no one sends us email.
They don't.
And I was like, well, you know what, Teddy? You're making a good reason or that's a good excuse for that.
He could call during the show.
Because everyone that we talk to about the show, we have their number, and we talk to them. You know, we got Nikki Carr.
You talk to them.
We got JK.
You talk to him.
Got Teddy. Who has number? I need to get Udell's number. Do we have their number? Oh, I did try to call. I did try to call Diddy on Facebook one time.
Were you drunk?
I don't think so. I was calling to tell him about the Sexton Irish Whiskey. I'm not doing the Black Astronaut podcast, but the Black Astronaut podcast is still happening. I think they're on year 6 or year 5. I can't remember because I know Rock is back.
Yes.
Rock came back, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's really exciting and everything. But speaking of that, are we going to Jerry Green's? On Friday?
No, man. Well, I guess we could.
Come
what
on.
Time is Jerry Green? Depends on how late Kim wants to stay.
Ah, man.
What time is Jerry Green?
I don't know. Look on Facebook. I gotta look.
I ain't gonna look right now.
But yeah, so Jerry Green is the old school. See, So here's the thing.
See, here is why I need to make sure I change phone numbers, names of mom's. It's probably mom's phone or mom's iPad that my father is using, but it still comes up as mom because I have it on there as mom. So that's all. I hate that though. Sorry, I'm drinking, so I'm not as,
what is this?
Aware as I should be.
Oh, that's Dad sending out.
I know it is.
Sending out Uncle Edwin's thing.
I know, but he used Mom's iPad. Or whatnot.
Yeah.
So I just need to change that so it's not Mom.
But some part, yeah. I don't know. So like for me.
Why does he have two iPads? He don't need two iPads.
So for me, like the last time we had the show.
Yeah.
Dad called from the house, and the house number is on the mom.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do, I'm just going to move the house number up under dad, but I'm still going to keep mom in my contacts.
Right.
Because I don't want to take her out of my contacts.
Okay, don't.
I don't know.
Don't take it out of context. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Yeah, it was kind of, I remember.
It's all
I mean,
good.
I don't know. You know, I haven't been over there, but I was thinking about today. I do need to go check on the gravesite, see if everything needs taken care of and whatnot.
Whatever it looks like.
But that's my job.
I've been drinking.
But that's my job, babe.
That's your job. Is it going to be your job forever? Is that your lifelong job?
I feel that's what your mom wanted me to do.
What if we move?
It'll get taken care of. I have
friends. If we move, like, to a different country.
Right. I don't know. So, sorry, guys. Anyway, Black Panther. But, yeah, that's happening and everything else. So.
Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped about Friday.
Yeah.
So maybe we can have an entire whole day together. Forever. You know, one time we tried to not talk about the kids for a whole day. That was back when the kids were like a year old or something like that. Though, and I don't know how it is when you first have kids and you go out as a couple.
Uh-huh.
All you can talk about is the kids.
Was that our first date?
I don't know if that's our
first date. When we went to Dragon King's daughter?
Probably.
So, but yeah.
But I'm okay talking about the kids.
Yeah. So,
just a moment.
Can you go back to your bed?
What she need?
You want a toy? Go ahead and go to bed.
Appreciate that hand though.
No, you don't need a toy. Go to bed.
But yeah, so.
Something tells me she ain't going to bed. She gonna get a toy.
So I think thinking about it and everything. So have you has Ancestry.com finished your DNA test yet?
I checked yesterday.
You did?
I'm still. It said 6 to 8 weeks.
What do you need, Lyle?
So we had So
I swear we put them to bed like 2 hours ago.
We put them to bed like 2 hours ago. You can turn. Yeah.
Yep.
Renee
go
did
read.
It.
I'll be in a minute.
Because there was a mistake that was made. They didn't authorize. Not they. Someone, not Renee, did not fill in the authorize the kit.
But someone, yes, Renee did not check.
You should not have checked.
To make sure.
I told Renee that you should not have checked.
That the kit was activated. If I checked that the kit was activated before I sent the sample in.
But you shouldn't have had to, you shouldn't have had to do that. And then, so Renee, so her dad already had done it. And so now Renee did it. But Ancestry's cool.
They
because
are cool.
You called them and told them, yo.
I begged.
You was like, yo. Is there anything you could do? There's like, nah, security reasons, we can't do it that way. And then there's like, we can send you another test. Well, you asked for another test, and they're like, okay, we'll send you another test for free. So Renee went ahead and did it. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go with whatever extra that Renee has brought to the table is from mom. And then, you know, we just won't see the overlapping that's there.
Yeah.
You know,
it's right. Yeah. So, but it's okay.
Yeah, and I told Renee it was fine, and
I'm fine with it.
I actually kind of need to do mine too.
It's like you can't. I was like, you can't dig up the grave and go put some DNA and go get it tested. You just can't.
Right. So, babe, JK has asked. He said, you know, have I ever aggravated you so bad that you used the mom voice on me?
Yes.
The mom voice?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
When you won't put on your mask and you're drunk?
Okay, I'm drunk, babe. I don't remember that.
Okay, I've only done it when he's been drunk.
Okay, wait a minute. Actually, I do remember now because I was like, that's the one time I almost started crying. It's like, why are you talking to me like that? Why are you being so mean to me? You yelling at me. Apparently, I do kind of remember.
No, it wasn't that. That was me. I was just like, oh God, whatever. And I rolled my eyes and I turned over and went to sleep.
But there was the one time.
You always talk to me like that. You always treat me so bad.
But
you made me feel like I was like
beating me,
emotionally abusing you.
You were when I've been drinking. You do. You take advantage of me.
No.
But nah. So there was the one time. It was summer. It was during the summer. It was during one of the World Cups, and like it was before 2012, and after 2009. So it was a big World Cup. And that's when they were doing the whole Vuvuzela. What was it called? Vuvuzela, babe. What's the little horn thing called?
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela. And so it was during the summer. It was so hot. And Renee was walking the dog. And Renee came in with the dog. And she walked in the room. She was so hot. I had my speakers turned all the way up, and I had this Vuvuzela app on my phone, and I just blasted it. She just looked at me like,
it was so hot outside.
Like she was about to strangle me and like put me out of my misery. She was about to put me in misery and then take me out of it.
And then put you back in.
And then put me back in.
I was about to go all altered carbon virtual reality.
Don't, hey, don't be spoiling anything.
I'm only on
season one.
All I said
I'm on episode one now.
All I said was go all altered carbon virtual
reality. Oh, we need to talk about that. Altered carbon. We need to put that on the list. So altered carbon. So you've been watching that, and I just
started
today.
And Jay came in and said, oh, man, I wanted to do it.
Because I wanted to watch it with you.
But I don't know these things before.
Because you know why, babe?
Because
you don't talk to me. If you take a minute and just say, hey, babe, I'm going to start a new series of Altered Carbon. Is this something you want to watch with me? It's not that hard.
So how come when I said, okay, I'll wait for you, you're like, nah, I'll go on ahead?
Because you already started.
See, I'm a stop where I am now, wait for you.
You like on episode 7.
You don't know what I'm on.
What episode are you on?
Like 5. 4, maybe.
You're not even on 4.
You don't even know. Sorry. Ever since I've had the kids, I just need one drink. That's all I need.
So, Hando's moving to Atlanta. He might be moving to Atlanta.
We get to see you, Hando. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I need to tell my mommy friend that we going.
So, how you like that? Recently. How'd you like that?
It's good.
It's a little sweet, isn't it?
That's good.
I had a little bit more tequila than mine.
Yes, it's not as strong as
I had to add a little
Havana Rumbas.
I had to add a little bit more tequila than mine.
But obviously, I'm in the land of tipsiness, so yeah. I'm in tipsy land.
So how do you like Altered Carbon?
At first, it was boring, but it's interesting. I like a lot of the concepts.
Yeah, so it's nice. Like someone actually said, if you like Blade Runner, you'll like Altered Carbon. And I was like, huh, that is true, a little bit, kind of, sort of. So I watched the first episode, and I'm going to say the Hispanic cop, she's cute.
Ortega.
Yep. And Miss Bancroft. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Right.
And the main dude, the main dude, his voice is annoying. Very annoying. He sounds
You don't
almost,
like him.
He almost sounds like old Sylvester Stallone. Adrian. Oh, where's the ham, Adrian? Did you put it in the refrigerator, Adrian? Adrian, did you put the ham in the refrigerator? But yeah, so Altered Carbon, go check it out, everyone. It's great. And if Altered Carbon does great,
mm-hmm.
this could actually affect someone that we know in their horror book getting the miniseries. Do you know that?
You're going to be getting a miniseries?
If the studio that did Altered Carbon is the same studio that wants to do a miniseries off of a friend's horror book that he wrote.
A horror book?
Yes.
A horror book?
A horror book.
Somebody said horror book.
Horror book. Yep.
Wait. Is that a bad word? See, this is why I don't drink during... See, Jay
why, what
can,
you doing?
Jay can drink during the podcast.
Why? What's going on? What you need?
I start talking nuts.
What? What do you need to say?
I don't know. I just said that.
Oh, what are you doing? You're typing over there.
I'm sending Raina the...
Oh, okay. Okay.
The link.
To what?
Nosy.
No, I thought you were doing something for the show.
This is for the show. So Raina can watch.
What? Why didn't she...
Because I texted her. I told her I was drunk and I was doing the podcast. And I asked if she wanted to see.
Oh.
Well, I gotta include you.
You don't have to include me. I didn't know what's going on. Look, we got people watching, babe.
Oh, sorry.
And I'll
hi, people.
Easy sniper. What is easy
this
sniper?
This is why I should not drink. Well, anyway, Ultra Carbon. It's good. I like post-apocalyptic shit. Okay. This one's not necessarily post-apocalyptic.
It's not post-apocalyptic. It's very futuristic. Yeah, so it's kind
of
like...
It's cool to see what people dream of. How things will be.
Right.
This is not a spoiler. Jay was like, why does everyone speak all the different languages and everybody understands? I was like, maybe in the future, everyone's multilingual. Or they have like a Babel...
No, I brought that up. No, you said it. Everybody,
I know you
no,
said that.
You don't. Don't you take you mine? Said, don't you take? She said everybody's multilingual. I was like, that's boring.
I know you said that.
That was boring.
I said we were talking, and you were the we that said that part.
So my thing is, I want it to be like everyone has like, or there's a gene that kind of kicked in, or...
So some people are lucky enough to have the gene, others not so much.
Not the gene, or something happens where everybody has, maybe an implant that says...
Kendo said everybody has Google Translate.
That's true.
In their head.
That's true, because we all know Google is the devil, and they're going to take over the world.
I want Google to take over the damn world.
You do?
Do it! I don't know... Do you know how many times I would love to have a Google sound system in my car?
To do what?
Listen to OK Google play Little Einstein playlist when I'm in the car.
Well, first, you got to create the playlist.
You already did.
Like I said, first, you got to create the playlist.
You already did.
That's something you should have done. But you know,
Are you mom shaming me right now?
I don't even know what mom shaming is, Renee.
You are mom shaming me straight
up. I don't know what mom shaming is.
You're telling me I am not a good mom.
Oh, is that what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Did I really say that?
Whoa.
Is that what I'm saying? Let's talk about this.
Ouch.
How often do I tell you how great of a mom you are and how much I appreciate everything you do for
us? This is usually when you feel guilty about not cleaning up.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why do I feel guilty about cleaning up?
I don't know.
No, the last time that happened was that...
And you say it when you're drunk.
What?
You say it when you're drunk, too.
Well, but I cleaned up today.
I know.
So...
Thank you.
So, what? Well, I don't have anything to be shameful for. Oh. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say something and I totally forgot.
Here we go.
Oh, what?
Let's try this, Diddy. I'm going to try this.
What are we trying?
Okay, let's do this. Hold on, let me think about it. Okay, Google, place Baby Shark by Simple Simple Songs. I hope it starts playing Baby Shark on Diddy's Google Home.
Yes, oh my God. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So,
Baby Shark, Shark, Shark.
Do you know what I like, though?
What?
My kids now ask, like, they always ask for music when they're eating.
Yes.
And now the latest is, Mama, I want to hear the Nutcracker Suite. I kid you not.
Yep.
So, okay, it's from the show Little Einstein. It's not like they're, like, listening to classical music and just for the hell of it. It's from a little show called Little Einstein that uses classical music to teach kids. So, they will be out and they'll hear a little snippet of a classic song and be like, Mama, that's blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, and they'll just be out and they'll start humming along to like some classical thing. And I'm like, yeah, my kids, they're smart. No, they just watch Little Einstein nonstop.
So here's the thing that annoys me. Like, Zoe gets in the bed in the morning, and she's like, I want to watch Little Einsteins. Blanket, please. She comes in the bed demanding stuff.
She, like, she's not even in the bed yet, and she's
she walks in the door. Blanket,
please. Blanket, like, she won't even be...
Blanket, please.
Maya just comes in the bed and goes to sleep.
That's because Maya
the
knows...
The most she does is...
Because here's the thing.
Scooch over.
Here's the thing. Maya does that because Maya knows if she comes in too early and she makes too much noise, you take her back. So she's like, if I'm silent when I come in, then I'm golden.
Dude, she comes in the bed. Half the time, I don't know when that damn chick gets in the bed. I'll be sleeping and I'll wake up and I'll be cuddled up next to her like she's like a teddy bear. I kid you not. She's a great cuddler. Zoe's a shit cuddler. Zoe don't know how to cuddle. Zoe turns over. this morning, you were like, Zoe, you done turned over like 3 times in like 1 minute. What
Dude,
are you doing?
She kept turning over. She was like, And then like, if she's like laying next to you, right? And if she can't like straighten her leg out, she won't adjust her body so she can straighten her leg out. She's like, uh-oh, my leg. I'm stuck. I'm just going to be like, hey, little girl, won't you move? You got like all this room between your mom and I. But, you know.
But she's 3. But she takes up room like she's 50. So I was like, so Maya, she curls her body up. It will curl into me. Perfect, right? Zoe lays out like this, like she's Jesus on the cross.
She don't even stretch her arms out. But you would think she
stretch up her arms like
you would think she's stretching her arms out with all the room that she's taking and everything going.
So I ain't gonna lie. When I hear Zoe's little foot beats coming down the damn hall, I'm like, shit, well, it's time to get up. Because my ass will go to their room to go to sleep. Because I ain't dealing with that shit. Because Zoe and Jay fight. So I just go up to their room and I go to Maya's bed and Maya ends up coming back to her own bed.
Well, that's because I told Maya where you were. Because Maya was like, uh-oh, where's mommy? I was like, mommy in your bed. Then she went up there and I guess she was covered up.
Yeah, or she didn't understand.
She didn't understand. She probably was like, why would mommy be in my bed?
Yeah.
And so she walked up there, came back. She was like, I can't find her. I was like, she's in your bed, Maya. Then you was like, how'd she find me? I was like, I told her where you were. So,
but it's okay, because Maya's my cuddle baby. Zoe's my... She's so sweet. She will like, mama. She'll hug me around the neck. I love you.
You're the best mama.
You're the best mommy.
And daddy, like, you're the best daddy.
I'm like, you're the best Zoe.
And she's like, Maya, you're the best Maya.
But then sometimes when Zoe talks to Maya and Maya don't say shit back, I feel so bad for Zoe. It was like this morning. Maya came into the room and Zoe said, good morning, Maya. Maya gave her the stink eye and say shit. I felt so bad. Because Zoe's face kind of crumbled like, why didn't she say hi? I was like, don't pay her any attention, Zoe.
That's how you are.
Whoa. When have I ever
said
nothing?
You do not want to talk in the mornings.
If you told me good morning in the mornings, I would sure as frack. See? Caught myself. Mm-hmm. I would sure as frack say mm-hmm. something to you.
Okay.
True?
Yeah.
Don't you pawn off Zoe's
sure.
terribleness onto me.
That's Maya. See, you even being biased in your
Maya's
statement.
Maya's terrible.
You even being biased in your statement. Alright.
Hey. We're about to get out of here soon, but FYI, Raina is watching.
What's up, Raina?
Raina, we do this every Monday. So if you're ever bored at, what is it, 8:48?
So it's 9:15.
So it'll be 7-ish.
So it's not,
7
no.
is 30 your
so
time.
It's 9:15 our time. It's when we try to get started. That's the earliest. So it's 6:15.
6:15-ish.
She's like, I'm pretty sure she's going to be in some traffic.
If you're ever bored. We come see us. We're on here.
Yeah.
This is just for Raina. I'm talking straight to you.
And everybody else is here.
Well, this part's for Raina. Because everybody else already know this. We stopped doing our podcast forever. Mm-hmm. So, we back.
We back, bitches?
We passed the grief. I ain't going to do shit stage. We in the podcast stage.
This is recovery.
Back every week now.
This is grief. Babe, I am proud of you in your stages of grief.
What's my stage now? Acceptance?
What?
Maya hurt your ear? Come here and say goodbye to everyone. I want you to say.
Oh, Lord.
Say goodnight, Miss Raina. Say goodnight, Elliot.
Goodnight, Elliot.
Goodnight, Spencer.
Goodnight, Spencer.
Goodnight, Levi.
Okay, say goodnight, Millers.
Say goodnight, Millers.
Goodnight,
say goodnight, JK.
Say goodnight, Hondo.
Yeah.
Goodnight, Hondo.
Say goodnight, Mr. Timothy.
Goodnight, Mr. Timothy.
Yeah.
All right. It's soft. Go back in the room, and I will be in there to take you all in. You also want to say night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Okay.
All right. So, go. Yeah, if you guys want to reach out to us, you can send us an email. No, you won't, but it's okay. At thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. That's where we announce the show. That's when we're going to say we're going to go live. We're going to be every Monday night, and it won't be before 9:15. And I'll at least try to go Facebook Live at 9:15 at some point. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And Renee.
Video of this and any past episode, if you ever want to catch up with us and see what we've been up to for the past whatever years, youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
What's your name?
Renee.
See, the beauty of Renee getting drunk.
I don't stutter.
Renee doesn't stutter.
Renee.
Not the beauty. It's
name,
not the
Renee.
Beauty. But it's funny.
I don't stutter when I'm drunk. Renee.
So.
Renee. So, isn't that some BS that I gotta stutter and I can't and I stutter on my own freaking name?
Because if you listen to Renee's voicemail, it is so on point.
I was under the influence. I ain't gonna say what influence. I was under the influence when that was made.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
This is why I don't drink during the podcast.
Why?
Jay, because I don't know how to handle my liquor anymore.
No, you're good. You're good, babe.
Why does a baby coming out of your uterus and through your vagina make you just lightweight all of a sudden? I don't understand.
You got to build your tolerance.
I need to look this up.
All right, everyone. Tavern, we love you.
Bye, y'all.
Thank y'all for being here. We will see you guys next week. We will tell you about our amazing date that we had.
And there will be sex.
Oh my gosh. Oh, here they go. Alright.
Bye, everybody.
Somebody's crying. We love you guys. Talk to you come later.
Here. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops.
And how do I switch the scene? Boom! Just like that. You can't see anything. All you see is Valentine Care, and you can't see what I'm doing right now. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, everybody.